What a joyful, wonderful day. God is loving us. God truly does love the human race. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. First, let's begin the Divine Mercy Novena. Today, bring to me the souls of all priests and religious, Jesus says to St. Faustina, and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon all mankind. Most merciful Jesus, Faustina wrote this, most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in men and women consecrated to your service, that they may perform worthy works of mercy, and that all who see them may glorify the Father of mercy who is in heaven. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of the heart of your Son in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Gathering our prayers together, let us pray together, offering the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ through the hands of our priests to save our world, and for priests and religious in a particular way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is the chaplet of divine mercy, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and the divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. We bless you and we thank you, Lord God Almighty, because you have heard our prayers. You have heard this prayer. Blessed Carlos Acutis, digital preacher of the Eucharist, your revolutionary missionary work stands out for documenting the proofs of Christ's substantial presence in the Eucharist using digital technologies. You stand before the throne of God today as an example for all of today's young people because you emulated Christ in his selfless love and devotion in your life, digital ministry, and even to the very end in your death. By God's mercy, you triumphed. Now beseech the Heavenly Father on our behalf, for you did triumph over so much illness. Beseech him on our behalf so that divine mercy may touch and heal the hearts of every teenager and even every young adult in the world today with renewed hope and sanctifying grace. As divine life is poured into the hearts of these young people, we ask you to help us to understand the value and meaning of our times and experiences. Heavenly Father, through blessed Carlos Acutis, soon to be Saint Carlo, renew our young people in faith, hope, goodness, and beauty this Divine Mercy Sunday. By the lessons of his life, teach us to seek beauty, truth, and goodness through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And then the official prayer is a quote from him, "Always be united with Jesus. That is my life's program." Blessed Carlo Acutis, you who have lived in the heart of Jesus, give me the grace to apply Jesus' plan of love to everything. Amen. Our Father, five Our Fathers, five Hail Marys, and five Glory Bes for both of our prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God forever. This is the prayer of evening prayer. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed by me. Psalm 116. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed in me. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed by me. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed in me. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed in me. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed by me. In honor of Mary's gifts, we ask for the Father to provide for us and teach us truth and goodness and right and beauty. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed by me, says the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Psalm 143:1-11. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Lord, make haste and answer me, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. I just said that. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, Lord God, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save your soul, my soul from distress. I am your servant, Lord. Make time for everything that I need, and help me put myself at the disposal of God and others. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Destroy this temple, says the Lord, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. He was speaking of the temple of his body. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Destroy this temple, says the Lord, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. He was speaking of the temple of his body. Realize that you were delivered from the futile way of life your fathers handed on to you, not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold, but by Christ's blood beyond all price, the blood of a spotless, unblemished lamb, chosen before the world's foundation and revealed for your sake in these last days. It is through him that you are believers in God, the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Your faith and hope, then, are centered in God. For our sake, Christ was obedient even when this meant death, death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him on high and gave him the name above all other names. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. For our sake, our Redeemer suffered death and was buried and rose again. With heartfelt love, let us adore him and pray. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus, when your side was pierced, there flowed out blood and water, the marvelous symbol of the whole church. Through your death, burial, and resurrection, bring life to your bride, the church. Lord Jesus, you remembered those who did not remember your promise of resurrection. Remember those without hope, who do not know that you have risen. Lamb of God, you were offered for all as our paschal sacrifice. Draw all mankind to yourself. God of all the world, you encompassed the universe but were pleased to be laid in a tomb. Free the human race from the powers of darkness and grant it the gift of immortal glory. Christ, Son of the living God, you opened the gates of paradise to the repentant thief. Gather all who have shared your death and burial into the glory of your resurrection. Gathering our prayers into one, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All-powerful and ever-living God, your only Son went down among the dead and rose again in glory. In your goodness, raise up your faithful people, buried with him in baptism, to be one with him in the eternal life of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death, death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him on high and gave him the name above all other names. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. All right, that's pretty much it. That's evening prayer. That's the main liturgy we have on this day. You know, it's just beautiful to think that God created Adam, his son, and Eve, reflecting the glory, the perfect image of Adam. And yet we lost that ability to stand as a statue, as an image of God. We became tarnished and blackened. It's just beautiful to think that in Christ, the lights have gone on, and he, by his love, is breathing new life into us. He really is. Sometimes we can't even remember the way, we can't remember how to even articulate the things we get in prayer. I know I can't sometimes, because they're spiritual, and sometimes we're so far out of harmony with God's truth that it almost doesn't seem real. But Christ comes to bring us into harmony with himself, because he is truth and he wants the image of truth to be in us. He comes to make us live in harmony and relationship with God the Father and with one another. And even though we tried for so long and failed for so long, we still have this opportunity, even this Lent, to make our commitment to listening to God, to being able to see his truth more. So anyway, hope you have a great rest of your night.